When thinking about the most appropriate intervention for the individuals you support, you should seek to understand the individual, his or her unique circumstances, and how to incorporate the individual's personal preferences and goals into their crisis response plan. Here are 5 steps that you can follow as a provider when developing a plan. First, involve the person in the decision-making process. Individuals should have a say in the types of supports they need. They know what will work best with them. Having input promotes buy-in and ownership for whatever processes the team decides with the individual. Ask yourself, what kinds of treatment do they want? What kinds of support work best for them? How can you help them to be successful? Second, listen to the individual. Hear what they have to say and address concerns they have. Discuss questions or concerns that you may have as well. Try to understand where they are coming from. Third, what works and what doesn't work for them. Individuals will be more successful if intervention plans are created uniquely for them. You can use person-centered planning tools or discovery tools to help them better define what their needs are. Fourth, support services and interventions should be driven by the individual. We may not always agree with the decisions that the people that we support make. However, we can help promote informed choices and decision-making process. It is their life and their choice. You will not have success forcing someone to do something they do not want to do. Lastly, support their decisions and help them engage in the process. Let the person know that their decisions are being honored and inform them of how their ideas are being incorporated into the plan.